Finance with Evan Lucas. To keep essential pathology affordable and accessible for all Australians, visit keeppathologybulkbill.com.au.
Be good for the economy if he came down under, don't you think, Evan? Good morning, the Pope.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It is. It's, and not only that, like, so you talked about the World Youth Day 2008. I'm pretty sure that in Sydney they got 160,000, 170,000 kids across there. And not only that, they came from everywhere. So it's a bit like the Taylor Swift effect that we saw, that it's not just what it does for the city that they visit.
Yeah.
It's the tourism, the restaurants, the economic impact that those amounts of people have, because they're there to spend as well as see the person they have to see.
Yeah, Pope Benedict the 16th, I think it was, he visited 16 years ago for that World Youth Day. That was a long time ago now, 16 years. So it'll be good to have one down under if he can make it. Now, I woke up this morning and the market was in the green, and then I woke up again and it was through the floor, and then I have a look again, it's gone up again. A very roller coaster night.
Yeah. So that's why sometimes we sort of talk about looking intraday, what we refer to as intraday, is never good for your health. And again, you just look at the longer term returns. Yes, the market was all over last night. It again probably comes down to Tesla, particularly. Tesla shot up 10%, fell 5%, but finished up 10% off the news that they've done a deal with Baidu over in China about a component issue they've had. And now they can actually produce cars back in China to the same costs and manufacturing levels they were doing before. So that drove the US. It means that for us today, again, second day in a row, we'll have a really good day. Looks like being up about 40 points, back above 76.50.
Nice one. And retail sales figures for March, they're out today?
They are, and they are showing, thankfully, finally, that we are starting to slow ourselves down. So the expectation is for retail sales, unfortunately for those in that space, they're feeling the pressure, but it's only up 0.2% is the expectation. Some people even think it might even contract, and that's because we know in March more and more households were starting to realize that the pressure was not coming off anytime soon, and spending habits have really started to fall away. So it would be a positive to actually see the slowdown, because it means that we're starting to realize that we need to just probably sit on our hands for a little bit longer, unfortunately.
Right. Who's having a 21st birthday today, Evan?
It is iTunes, and I know that's not something to normally celebrate. Yes, but iTunes is 21 years old today, and you just do not realize how integrated iTunes is into your life. So what was originally launched this time 21 years ago to what it is today is a little bit different, but it is Apple's second largest revenue generator behind the iPhone, and it's only going to get bigger as more and more online streaming becomes the main service, and iTunes is the back part for their app store, for their podcast apps, all those kinds of things. It's an amazing, amazing company inside Apple that is 21 years today.
Wow. Where does Spotify sit on that list then? I thought that might be bigger second. Than iTunes now. Okay.
iTunes is not just music. That's what I mean. So iTunes now is the sort of the back room for their app store. It's the back room for their podcast series. It's also their music system. All of that software runs through the iTunes system. That's 21 years today. Spotify is certainly up there. It's second. And again, if you want to say pure streaming, it's possibly actually bigger than iTunes, but Apple has control of just so many facets of that online world now.
Yeah, I noticed that Spotify do podcast and audio books now, so they're branching out more and more. Fascinating. Good on you, Ev. So a good day on the markets. That's very solid. Good stuff.
Yeah. Have a good day, guys.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Evan Lucas there talking finance.